Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you are now tuned into the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button as you're coming in. If you are catching this live, and if you're catching the playback, don't forget to hit the like, subscribe, share button anyway. But hit that bell icon to get notifications as they drop if you're catching this on YouTube and all the other platforms. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, as you guys and girls can see in the description box, and we have a very interesting show today. Usually I know we talk about a lot of financial literacy, but we all know our health is our wealth, especially at a time like this when we have a virus going around, a pandemic that's going on in the country that we've never seen before. So if you are catching this live and you want to come in and be a part of the roll call of, you know, come in, tell me where you're from, and we'll definitely go through that, just keeping up with customers, right? And we're going to wait for, you know, we're going to see people as they come in live. And if you got Q&A for our guest, he's definitely here live today. You can ask questions. So today, we got a very special guest. I'm going to read his a little bit bio about himself if you haven't seen him or heard him. He's a renowned doctor that's been featured on ABC, NBC, Fox. You know, he has received his medical degree from the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine, and he completed his residency at the Johns Hopkins University Hospital. I think that's Sanheim. Maybe I don't want to mispronounce that, in internal medicine. So he is now practicing wellness and functioning medicine down in Southwest Florida. We have him live today, being a nutritionist, a good friend of mine, friend of the show, and he's going to come on today to talk about some great information. So. Anyway, without further ado, let me introduce my guest, medical doctor, Mr. Dr. Lionel King, coming in live.
Hey.
How you doing there, Dr. King?
Fantastic. Fantastic. Nice to see you as always.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Now, my question, first of all, for people, I know I kind of gave a little intro there, but for people who may not have heard of you or maybe not be familiar with you, can you tell people about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, my name is Dr. Lionel King. I am the physician and owner of Naples Vitality, which is a health and wellness center. And, you know, we believe that healthy living should be simple. We work with thousands of couples who find it frustrating that health is not simple because they're not able to either, whether it's getting rid of weight, whether it's aches and pains, or they're dealing with some debilitating disease. And they find it very complicated, and it's really robbing them of their life and fulfillment. And so we help people turn this around and get them back on track.
Okay. Now, one of the things I want to get into as well is that you, on the entrepreneur side, you built your own practice, right? You built your own practice and sold your practice. Am I correct on that?
That's absolutely right. So I was traditionally trained. As you mentioned, I did my medical school at University of Wisconsin. Did my residency in internal medicine at Johns Hopkins, and I was an inpatient specialist for, you know, over 15 years, and we had one of the biggest hospitalist groups, medical groups, in Southwest Florida. We had over 15 docs that worked for us. We were in about 7 different hospitals in 4 different cities, and we were, you know, it was fantastic. You know, of course, the money was great. The business was great. But we recognized that we weren't really helping people get healthier. I mean, yeah, we would help them. You know, we sometimes we even save their life, get them healthy enough to get out of the hospital and get home. But they just end up right back. They end up right back, whether it's 1 month, whether it's a year later, what have you. And they end up back sicker, not healthier. They end up back on more medications, not less. So when I recognized this, I knew I had to get out of disease care. And so we sold that. And that's at the time where I went on a year long kind of personal development and spiritual journey and recovered my own health. And I wrote a book about it called Mastering Vitality that really gives people the step-by-step solution to how to make healthy living simple and to get rid of pain and gain energy. So once I did that, then we started Naples Vitality, and we've just been able to really transform people's health by the use of what's called functional medicine or integrative medicine, the study of how the body functions naturally and optimally. And I integrate the two because sometimes you need traditional medicine and, you know, and alternative. And I bridge the two in a way that allows people to regain their health and get their health independence.
Okay. So one thing I want to kick on that you just said, so you were saying that when you was in the medical field, when you was practicing, when you had your own practice, pretty much you were pretty much patching people up to go home, give them medicine, and then they'll come right back. Yeah. You just give them more medicine, then they just go home and come right back. And you're just like, it's a revolving door. I need to sell this practice. I need to get out of here, pretty much.
Absolutely. Because, you know, the system, we were trained to treat the symptoms. That's the key. You know, it's the symptoms that we're treating, but we weren't trained in medical school. We weren't trained to get to the root cause of those issues. And so once I really realized what the body's capable of, and I saw it with my own mom, you know, my mom, she had multiple medical problems. She was on 13 medications, high blood pressure, bad inflammation and arthritis, spinal stenosis, diabetic. She had a heart attack, had two stents placed in her heart, and then ended up diagnosed with breast cancer. Had surgery for the breast cancer, then had complications, and because of the high blood pressure and the diabetes, ended up on dialysis, kidneys failed. After all of that, she was finally at a point where she had lost her independence. And she wasn't living a life of fulfillment anymore. She literally was just kind of stuck in and out of the hospital. And then I found a mentor that really was helping people all around the country with this integrative approach. I got him to help me with my mom. I became an understudy of his. And then I started practicing this integrative approach myself. And everything turned around for my mom. We got her off of 10 of those 13 medications. Completely reversed the high blood pressure, completely reversed the heart disease, completely reversed the diabetes. And she thrived, you know, she got her life back. And it was through that process where I realized that living healthy and recovering your health, it doesn't have to be so difficult. It's really simple if you know how to allow the body to do it.
Okay. Now, one of the things I wanted to hit on as well, right? You, Ms. Butterscotch, she just kind of see a comment here that said, it's the drugs. They're designed to keep us sick and coming back for stronger drugs, right? And but the thing that I wanted to see what people are saying out there now, what's going on now? I just saw a study that said that the Black community, especially in Detroit, New Orleans, I think even in New York City, with this new virus that's going around, the COVID-19 that's going around and it's killing Blacks at a higher rate than any other group. So what is this COVID-19? Because we're hearing so many conspiracies. It's coming from the towers. You know, it's coming from the 5G. What is the skinny on this old COVID-19 thing that's going on?
Yeah, and there's a lot of myths out there. You got to be really careful because it's just anybody can post anything on social media, right? Anybody, it's like I could have a theory that I've dreamt up and I could just, you know, do a YouTube video and it could go viral. So you got to be really careful. All these so-called studies. What we know is that it's new. You know, 3 months ago, no one's heard of it. And now, you know, the death rate is astronomical. So let's talk about what we do know. We do know that we're dealing with a virus, the corona. It's a coronavirus. It's a SARS type of virus. COVID-19 is the disease that it causes. Okay, so we know that. We know that it preys upon people that cannot really fight it off well. So these are people with comorbid conditions. What are comorbid conditions? Anyone that has high blood pressure, anyone that has diabetes, anyone that has an autoimmune disease, anyone that is obese, anyone that has heart disease. Does this sound familiar? That's our community, right? So when you look at the health disparities as far as these common killers, diabetes, heart disease, right? Well, the population may, you know, is, I don't know the exact numbers, but it's disproportionate to the population of African-Americans and then the amount of illness that they have with all of these diseases, right? It's the same parallel disparity as it pertains to the coronavirus. It makes sense because you have a population that is not healthy. They don't have their health. They're going to be dying at higher rates. They're going to be sicker than most. They're not going to recover as well. One of the things to look up, if you go to, what is it, worldmeter.info, I believe it is, whatever the site is that gives you kind of like a snapshot of all the numbers, look at the recovery rate. Look at the recovery. Now, we have more than anyone as far as active cases, okay? The recovery rate is lower than just about any other country, yet we're supposed to be first world country, right? We're supposed to have the best medical technology. We're definitely the most medicated, but yet we have the least amount of recovery. Why is that? Because America as a whole is unhealthy. America as a whole are over-medicated. And then when you take a subsection of America and you're talking about the African-American community and the Hispanic community, they're even sicker. So they're going to be affected at a disproportionate rate than everyone else. It's just really pure mathematics.
Now, when you look at the things of coming across the world that we know that this is here, like you just made some very key points. You're saying that, hey, we are disproportionately obese. You know, usually we're overweight. Usually we already have a heart problem. The things that we're already diabetic, the things that are already there in that community, that's what's causing a higher death rate, right?
Absolutely.
America itself is just not even healthy. So when something like this comes around, that's how it kills us. Now, the other piece I want to ask you about, the spreading of it. How is this thing, you know, I mean, it's literally like you can see it traveling from person to person. You know, what do you have to say about the spreading, the contagiousness of this virus?
Yeah. What makes this so contagious and so dangerous is just, you know, first of all, the nature of the virus. You know, it's an extremely contagious virus. But what makes it really, really dangerous is the fact that you don't have symptoms, you know, for the first few days that you have it, right? If someone has tuberculosis, you know, they're coughing, they're sick, they're ill, they're like, okay, we need to put you in isolation. You can be walking around and you can have the virus spreading it and have zero symptoms. And even the people that are going to get sick, it might take 3, 4, 5 days for them to get sick. How many people have they came in contact with before that? That's the dangerous part, you know? And so that's the reason why we have to do this whole social distancing, is because you can't tell who has it. It is not good enough just to check someone's temperature, you know, like they were doing in some airports and stuff like that. Just check someone's temperature and say, you're fine, you're good. Or question him, have you had a fever? That's not good enough, because you can be perfectly fine, but yet have it and transmit it. That's what makes it so, you know, so dangerous.
Okay. Now, you know, we have a lot of conspiracy theories out there. I know that's why I reached out to you and said, hey, you know what? I know an actual medical doctor that's practiced in the field, that's seen a lot, been experienced, had his own practice. You just spoke about why you left internal medicine. What do you have to say to the people that, hey, this is some hoax, you know, this is something manufactured by the president to get everybody sick, to, you know, we're trying to distract people, it's 5G, they want to vaccinate us all. What do you have to say to that? What does Dr. King think about that?
Yeah, that's a very good point. So we have a situation that we have mass fear. That's number one. We have a situation that people are sitting at home, idle, brain is just turning. we have a situation that social media is the new mass media, and anyone can put anything out there. We have a situation that we love drama and we love entertainment. So when you combine all, and the last part, which is probably the most important part, we have mistrust. We don't trust the establishment. We don't trust the government. And I can't say I blame people, right? We know that technology, they have one thing in mind, and that's money. And so if there are any health ramifications, we're going to try to cover that up. Same way with pharmaceutical meds and everything like that. So we know by experience, by past, we can't believe everything that, you know, we're being fed. So when you combine all of that, of course, people are going to have these conspiracy theories. Of course, people are going to say, I don't trust this. I don't trust this. Of course, all of this. So, and so that's where it's all coming from. So do I trust that, you know, the cell phone industry or the internet industry has my best interest in my health, you know, at the top of their mind? No, I don't. Okay. Do I think that 5G is causing the spread of coronavirus? No, I don't think that. Do I think that it is going to have some health ramifications? Yes, I do. Now, but these are my opinions, right? Do I think that there is a bigger agenda that really wants everyone vaccinated? Yes, I do. But again, these are my opinions. And all we can do is have our opinions because we don't really know exactly what's going on. All we know is what we're being fed, okay? But we got to use common sense. Let me tell you what I do know. The only thing that's going to save us from this COVID-19 is us. That's it. Do not wait for a vaccine to come and save you. Do not wait for some miracle treatment to come save us. We'll be waiting a long time. And this is the reason why I say this. Look at the flu. Is there a treatment? There's vaccinations. Do people still get the flu? Yes, despite the vaccinations, right? Because the vaccination is only good for, you know, a few strains. And then it's what viruses do. They mutate very rapidly. And so it's a moving target. So do not think that you're going to get the virus and then you're going to be immune for life. No, it doesn't work that way. The mutations, okay? So there's nothing that's coming to save us. Get that out of your mind. The world has changed. And I'm not telling you that to scare you. I'm telling you that to wake you up. People have to wake up. This is our wake-up call. We got to do something different, okay? A good friend of mine said that if you run up the American Express bill, at some point, you're going to have to pay it. All right. This is the same thing. If we are not paying attention to our health, our immune systems are going to be compromised. Our health is compromised. We're going to have to pay the price at some point. And this is what's happening. If we destroy our environment, we're going to have to pay the price at some point. This is the price that we're paying, right? If we mess with Mother Nature and we have, you know, we do things that we put wild animals and humans and you know, all these things in close proximity, we're going to pay the price. Anytime that we're doing things we know we don't have any business doing, we're going to pay the price. So the only thing that can save us is us. We have to board up the house. There's a hurricane coming. There's a big storm that's out there. You don't want to just sit and, you know, drinking your beer and whatever without boarding up your windows. Protect your house. This is our house. We got to protect it. We got to do everything that we can to make sure that we're eating properly. We got to make sure that we're at our ideal body weights. We got to make sure that we correct any nutrient deficiencies that we have. Find yourself a functional medicine practitioner that can make sure that we're optimized. It's not good enough just to be one foot out of the hospital. If you're on multiple medications, know that those medications are synthetic that could be causing issues in itself. Now, I'm not saying go throw away your medications. Medications are like a Band-Aid, okay? It's a Band-Aid. If you're bleeding, you may need a Band-Aid. That might be appropriate. But if you have that same Band-Aid on 20 years later, something's wrong, okay? So if you need medication in the acute setting, yes, but let's get to why your blood pressure's high. Let's fix that, okay? Let's get to why your cholesterol's high. Let's fix that. Let's board up the house. Let's protect the immune system. Let's get our health in order, because that's the only thing that you have that is going to combat the virus. It is your immune system. We have everything that we need to protect ourselves, but we got to make sure that we make it strong.
Great. Now, Doc, I was listening to you there speak. So people that's coming in live that are catching this right now, you know, we're speaking live here with Dr. King, you know, medical doctor, had his own practice. And Doc, you sold your practice for $2 million, right?
Well, you know, it was interesting because one of the companies that tried to shut us out ended up buying us, you know, because they couldn't really compete. So you can't beat them, join them. Well, you know, big corporations that you can't beat them, buy them.
But I wanted, you said something that I wanted to pick up on, Doc. You said that you believe that there's a motive. If I'm correct, you said you believe that there's a motive to vaccinate us, right?
Yeah.
Why do you believe there's a motive to vaccinate us?
Listen, if you do the math, right? You do the math. It's not just say, hey, we have a vaccine, come volunteer. No, they're trying to make it mandatory. They've already made vaccination. You know, oh, you can't go to school unless you get vaccinated. You can't. So I get it. It's trying to protect, you know, herd immunity, trying to protect the world as a whole. But at the same time, it is big business. There's a lot of money in it. You know, if you do the math, you say how many people are on this planet, how many, you know, even if you just charge $10 or whatever, $50, whatever it is for each vaccine. Now, it's not going to be just be for the coronavirus. Once they have you there, now you're going to be vaccinated for everything, right? So there's going to be add-ons. Just do the math. There's a lot of profit to be made. Now, I'm not saying that just because there's a lot of money to be made, it's not in our best interest, but I am saying that it does cause a lot of bias, and it's hard to think straight when we're dealing with billions and people that are making the decisions being able to profit from those decisions. It just it clouds judgment. And the other thing that I'm saying is that vaccinations is not going to save anyone if their health is not where it needs to be. Our immune system takes care of us, not the government, okay? Not the pharmaceutical companies. It's our immune system that takes care of us. So we have to be smart. We have to take care of us. We cannot wait for someone to come in and give us some magic vaccination, some, you know, magic drug that's going to save us. Plus, there is no vaccine. It does not exist. They're not even close to understanding the virus enough to even come close to giving a vaccine. You know, they're talking 18 months out, and you know that's not enough time to do the trials that need to be done and all that, right? We would actually have to have it in place to be able to get this. Yes, they're working around the clock to try to develop one, but you know, how are you going to put your faith into something that does not exist?
Now, for somebody that's tuning in, like myself, I got a 9-year-old son. His name is Wesley, right? He loves to eat dirt, ride his bike, go outside, play, all of the stuff like that. What can a parent do to help protect their child from the COVID-19 coronavirus?
Yeah. So first thing you got to do is watch your child. Okay. You can't just let them go. It's like, imagine being in, I grew up in Alabama in the South, right? There wasn't any traffic. We had more dirt roads than paved ones. But whenever I think of like just having a toddler, 2-year-old, and say I was living in New York City, and I opened up the door and said, just go outside and play, I would be terrified, right? Because there's cars, zoom, 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 all over the place. And at any minute, that child could get hit. This is no different. The only difference is that it's even more dangerous because at least you can see those cars. You can't see the virus. And so just to let, you know, a child just go and do their thing, those days are over, right? You know, we can't do that, because even if the child doesn't get sick, that child is going to quickly pass it to the whole family and other kids or what have you. You know, we got to protect ourselves from that.
It's one question I want to get into, where they're speaking about, they're saying blacks are dying at a higher rate because we don't get the proper care. They still see us as non-human. What would you have to say to that? Do you think that we get the proper care that we need? Do you think it's disproportionate to money? Do you think it's something around there? What do you think?
Yeah. I'm just going to speak. Yep, I ain't going to hold nothing back here.
Don't hold it back.
Money rules the world. All right. If you have someone coming in, no insurance, no money, but they want the same treatment as someone, you know, that can buy the hospital, are they going to get the same treatment? No. Why are we no. Okay. If you go into a car dealer and you go in with $500 into a car dealer and another person comes in, doesn't matter race, color, creed, or whatever, they go in with $500,000. Who's going to come out with the car? Okay. This is consumerism. I personally don't believe that health is any different. We have to invest into our health, not just money. We have to invest time and energy into our health. We can't be eating whatever the hell we want to eat, drink whatever the hell we want to drink, and then go into the ER and expect someone to fix it. No. All right. Now, I'm not saying that there's not disparities in care. Yes, there's disparities in care. I'm not saying that there's not food deserts out there where disenfranchised people don't have access to a lot of, you know, the healthy foods. All of that exists. We don't live in a fair society, all right? We will never live in a fair society. So if we don't live in a fair society, then what do we need to do? Who has to take care of us? We do. So I'm just over hearing the blaming, not, you know, let's stop the blame. Are there people that are going to wrong us? Yes. Are we at a disadvantage? Yes. All right. But just know it. Know it. Be prepared for it. Do I have to work harder than some other people to get the same thing? Yes. That's life. That's the way it is. But we know this. So even more reason not to destroy our own health. There's enough people out there that wants to destroy us. Why in the hell are we going to do it? That's my opinion.
That's a very good thing. You put more ownership on yourself. You're saying, hey, don't look at what someone else is doing. Or this person against me is like, hey, we live in a capitalist society. Of course, it's very profitable to create a vaccination. Of course, people can afford more than others. That's just life. You know, like you just gave with somebody going with the car, right? So when James Bond did have a question for you, he came in here. He said, he was asking, is your practice publicly traded? If so, what is the stock symbol?
I wish. No, my practice is not publicly traded.
Okay. But one of the things I want to, you know, I agree with you a lot when you're saying, hey, look, stop worrying about everybody else and what this person's going to do. If your temple is not correct, you know, don't drink all you want, eat whatever you want to eat, do whatever you want to do, smoke whatever you want to smoke, and then turn around and say, oh, show up to the ER and say, oh, man, the government is not caring about me. Because like you said, you're already poor. You're already disadvantaged. You eat bad. You show up in the hospital, then you want to get the best care in the world to fix all your wrong decisions. That is a pretty good, you know, that's putting it right where it's supposed to be. In my belief, you're putting it back on the person saying, take care of yourself. Quit worrying about everybody else.
Right. We got to take responsibility, especially now, because I can tell you right now, COVID-19 ain't racist. I promise you. COVID-19 ain't racist.
It's getting on everybody.
It's getting everybody. So, you know, I'm sure there's going to be some people out there that's going to be like, COVID-19 is racist. It's killing more black people than anybody else.
But, you know, Al is here. Al is saying, be self-sufficient, independently wealthy, and no problem. We're responsible for ourselves. Yeah. So that was very well placed. Yeah. Now,
and thank you for that. And let me expound upon independently wealthy. Because the definition of wealth is not you got, you know, all this money, right? Independently wealthy are when you have an abundance of the things that you need and the things that are important to you. You know, are your relationships, are you abundant in your relationships? Are you abundant in love? Are you abundant in education? Are you abundant in self-worth? Are you abundant in your vitality? That's true wealth, right? Are you fulfilled? Are you happy? Are you living a life of service? Are you helping others? That's being independently wealthy. So I really appreciate that comment.
Okay. So Kevin, he's saying, what is your timeline, Doc, for this? What is your timeline on when is this whole, you know, right now we're on lockdown. We can't stay here forever. Doc, what is your timeline?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So there's a lot of different timelines. If we're talking about what's the timeline for the coronavirus, it ain't going nowhere. That's just my opinion. Again, we don't know. So everyone is speculating. It's like the stock market, right? Everybody's got their opinion. Nobody know, okay? But this is my opinion. My opinion is coronavirus is not going anywhere. Life will forever be different. That's it. Life is not going back to the way it used to be. It ain't happening. So even when everyone's going to be able to go back to work, they're going to go back to work, but we still have to practice social distancing. We're still going to have to, you know, be six feet away from people in restaurants and stuff like that. It's not like a whistle's going to blow. Say, oh, you know, we've defeated the coronavirus. Everybody can go back to what they were doing. That ain't happening. Now, there's opportunity here. There's opportunity because life is being redefined. The world is being redefined. And this is a unique opportunity for everyone to redefine your life. You have the pen in your hand. You have the brush, and you can paint your new future. Everyone can. We have the ability to do that because everything is changed. The people that had a lot of money now don't. Some of the people that never had any money, they're not suffering because they ain't have no money in the first place. You know, the people that don't have any job. I had one person say, you know what, this is all profit for me. I ain't have a job in the first place, right? It's almost like an equalizer. The people that are going to survive, whether it be health-wise, whether it be financially, whether it be, you know, their mental state, are the people that are going to be thinking, what can I do to benefit, you know, the society? How can I add value? The people that are thinking that way, they're going to be able to come out just fine. So what's the timeline? I'm sorry, I'm rambling a little bit here. What's the timeline? I think that people are going to be, if we look at other countries and things of that nature and we do what we need to do, I think people will be able to go back to work in a few months. I'd be shocked if we're back to work, you know, before August, in my opinion.
Oh, wow.
I would be shocked, because it ain't going. I mean, it's getting worse. It's not really getting better, right? And people aren't taking it as serious. We're not as disciplined as people, you know, in these other countries where they don't have as much freedom. Okay. It's like, we want to do what we want to do. We're individuals and what have you. So we don't have as much cohesiveness to really be able to do what's necessary. So I think that it's going to be, you know, a couple months before people are going to be able to go back to work. But then after that, you know, the world is a new world. It ain't going back to the way it used to be. So what are you going to do with this unique situation?
Okay. If you guys got questions for Doc, you can drop them while he's here live. The next question we got here is, but why does the doctor believe there would not be a vaccination eventually? Never heard of that viewpoint.
So I didn't say that there will not be a vaccine eventually. I said it does not exist now. That is what I said. So we do not have a vaccine. Will a vaccine eventually be available? Oh, yes. There's no question about
it. Capitalism will get us there, right?
No, my goodness. Yeah. We're going to have a vaccine for Corona and Heineken and everything else.
So, Doc, do you know how to create a vaccination?
Basically, for you to understand what immunity is, to explain it, basically the way that our body works is we have an immune system that is able to identify who the bad guy is. So when something comes in and wreaks havoc, it's like, okay, you're bad. Let me tag you. Let me put an antibody on you. That way, if you ever come in here again, it's almost like, you know, you rob a bank or you rob a convenience store. And you can't go back into that convenience store because your picture is up there like this, right? Like, you know, a most wanted picture. So if you ever go back, you're going to get, the police is going to get called. That's how the immune system is, right? And so rather than you having to go out there and get the disease and then build your own immunity to it, what a vaccine does is let's give you that in a controlled setting so you don't get ill or don't get as ill. Let's go ahead and give you that so that your body responds to it. And so then when it comes, it's not new to your body and your body says, oh, I've seen this before, and your immune system attacks it. That's how they design vaccines. So the challenge with it is the mutations. Viruses, they mutate very rapidly. Right now, there's probably about 3 or 4 strains or more. We have no idea, okay? Let me say that again. We have no idea. Everything, all this that I'm telling you right now is just my opinion, because we don't know. But I believe that there's multiple strands out there. And so the vaccine has to recognize each one of those mutations, or else, you know, a form of it will come in and the body says, well, I never seen this before. And, you know, it wreaks havoc.
Okay. Another question here that comes in that says, what are some of the things that we should do that you can advise to help us boost our immune system on a daily basis?
Very good question. Probably my most favorite question of the day. So what you can do is so first of all, everything works together. Please don't think that you're just going to go out and take some vitamin C or some elderberry and you're going to be protected.
Oh, okay? Man, that's what I was doing.
You know, it's like I see people popping vitamins and they're in McDonald's drive-thru. Like, no, no, you know, it's like, oh, I just order a Diet Coke, I'll be good, right? No. So what we want to do first and foremost is we want to eliminate the things that are causing inflammation in our bodies in the first place. All the processed foods, that has to be number one. You got to get rid of the processed foods. Anything that's not natural, when it goes in our body, the body recognizes that it's not of this earth. It's not natural, and it fights it. It fights it with inflammation. That takes energy away from the immune system. when you take energy away from the immune system and your body's fighting over here, that leaves you open for viruses and bacteria and all this kind of stuff just to run wild. Now, what else do we need to do? We need to get the body into balance. So if you're diabetic, we got to get those blood sugars under control. If you have high blood pressure, we got to get that blood pressure under control, because again, if your body's fighting something and it's out of balance, it's not going to have the energy that it needs to be able to focus on immunity. So that is the number one most important thing, is get rid of processed foods. Start drinking a lot of fluids, you know, water, making sure that we're eating healthy foods rather than unhealthy foods, making sure that we protect our brain, decrease stress, some sort of meditation, prayer, deep breathing, yoga, something that is going to, you know, we can't control a lot of the stress that's going on around us, but we can control how it gets in and affects us. Okay. So we got to make sure that we woosah, whatever it works for you. And we, if you smoke, nothing's going to help you. Okay. Because you're already destroying the lung tissue. That's what COVID-19 comes in and preys upon, right? It's a respiratory disease. You know, that's the reason why people are dying. So if you smoke, you're helping it before it even gets in you. So you got to cut that out. All right. Once you do all that, making sure that you don't have any nutrient deficiencies, that's where, you know, the zinc comes in, the supplements and vitamin C and vitamin A and D and all this. All that's very important, but you got to do the work. There's no quick fix. We got to do the work to build up the body, get it back into balance, get healthy, get the excess weight off. And that's how you do it.
That is good that you know. That was a very good observation that you made when you said you just can't go in here and just say, hey, I wake up, I drink some vitamin C, I'm good. But then go drink and smoke and
exactly,
you know, out of shape, everything else. So you're kind of going against yourself because your body's trying to fight everything else. They don't even have time to do it. Okay, well.
Right. And it's and I get it. Now, it's challenging, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, doc, you said don't be stressed, but yet, you know, I don't have a job and I'm here with all these kids and, you know, but I can't go outside and, you know, I'm hearing all this on the news, but yet you're telling me not to be stressed. Trust me, I get it. All I'm saying is we have to protect ourselves from that stress. We have to have some, you know, de-stressing practices every day. As stress gets higher in the world, we have to put more effort in to de-stress. So that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I also get it with the nutrition piece. We're stuck. We got all of this food in the house because we've stocked up because, you know, we're limiting going to the grocery store, mm-hmm. and we're just bored and we're sitting at home looking at all this food. Well, you know what I mean? What are you going to do? Right. It's like, and so I understand and I get it, but again, that's where we have to be even more proactive. Okay. Let me lock this away. Let's put this away. Let me put a lock on the snack cabinet. You know what I mean? And so that way it makes it difficult to get in it. Let me put all the fruits and the vegetables and the healthy food in the front. And so it's easy to get to. So, you know, I can't get to the bad stuff. Make it difficult for yourself to get to the snack. Or better yet, don't have unhealthy snacks in the house, period. Okay? Cheetos is not going to save you. You know, it's just not. So prepare your house. Prepare your house like you care about this house. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. We got a little essay somebody wrote here. What's going on with Jason? He said, agreed on equality of access to food. Not everyone will have it. However, my family has to write its own story. Sometimes we have money and we give ourselves a check to eat like crap. There are always solutions for quality diets for my family. I'm on the hook for that. There are low-cost solutions for nutrition foods, no matter what. I know it sounds taboo, but wealth and health start with the love we have for each other and the willingness to work out a solution. I think collectively, and I don't know what happened to the rest of it. But what do you have?
I love this, Jason. Jason, you're right on target. You know, taking responsibility, owning the mistakes, and owning the successes. And I think that you're on the right track. You know, we write our own story. So thank you for that.
Now, the other thing that you were saying with the diet too, someone wrote in here, says black seed oil.
Yeah. Black seed oil is a very healthy supplement. Okay. But I'm going to have, you can throw out all these health foods and everything like that. I'm going to say the same thing every time. That's great. What else are you doing? Right. Black seed oil is not going to save you. Vitamin C is not going to save you. Zinc is not going to save you. You know, chloroquine is not going to save. Like, we have to make sure that we're doing all of, we got to do the work to get this. And it doesn't take, I mean, it took a lifetime to get unhealthy. It doesn't have to take a lifetime to get healthy. We help people literally turn their health around, like literally do a 180 in 3 months, you know? So, you know, you're sitting at home, focus on your health, get it turned around, get some help, reach out to a mentor. Everyone should have a mentor. I don't care if you don't have any money. You can still have a mentor. I have mentors that I don't pay a dime because I watch, you know, I follow them, you know, on social media. I don't watch cat videos on social media. You know, I look at my mentors. I'm listening to podcasts like this one. I'm filling my cup, and those are my mentors. And so then if you do have funds to hire a coach, hire one. This is the best investment ever. You can't go out and spend it on anything else. Invest in a coach. You know, if you, I heard someone says, I can't invest in a financial coach, I'm broke. That's the time to invest in a financial coach.
Now, Doc, I got another question for you, right? You know, I see Miss Butterscotch, she's writing a bunch of things in here. Before I get into the next question, one of the things I want to ask you, what if someone who's from, I'm on a budget, I don't have a lot of money, I don't have a Whole Foods in my neighborhood, you know, I don't get fresh vegetables, I don't grow vegetables, I know you garden and things like that, you know, I don't have a lot of time. For someone who is just that blue-collar worker, don't have a lot of time to get a fancy coach, they don't have time to do, what some advice would you give them?
They're screwed. That's it. Cancel Christmas. No, but the reason why I say that is because anytime you go into can't mode, you're writing your own story.
Got it.
Right? Because who said this? I think it was Henry Ford. Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. So when you go through that long laundry list of why you can't do something, then you can't do it. You know? So this is the question. The solution is not in the answer. Forget about the answer. The solution is into the question. What question are you asking yourself? That's the key. Are you asking yourself why is it that you can't do something? Or are you asking yourself, what can you do? So instead of focusing on what can't you do, focus on what can you do. So I just say, ask the right questions. You'll get the right answers. I don't have a lot of money, fact. So what can I do to eat healthier? Well, I can stop buying crap. That'll save me money right there. I can buy more vegetables, less meat, because vegetables are less expensive than meat. So that's a possibility. I can garden. I can join a vegetable co-op. You know, that's a situation where you can get kind of healthier things. And so just ask yourself, what can you do rather than
what you don't have.
What exactly, you know?
So I got a couple of questions coming here. George says, are warm drinks better to combat COVID-19?
There's no studies that say warm drinks are better to combat it. Not that I know of. I don't know anything that supports that.
Kevin says, thoughts on intermittent fasting?
Yeah, intermittent fasting is fantastic. I love intermittent fasting because it gives the body...
For people who may not know what intermittent fasting is, would you mind telling
me? Yeah, intermittent fasting is when you fast for a period of time. So, for instance, say for 12 hours, you're not going to eat anything, and then all your meals you're going to eat within 8 or 12 hours. So you're fasting. You know, if you think about how we were meant to eat, that's kind of how we were meant to eat, right? Because we used to have to work for our food. Like if you wanted meat, you had to go out and chase down a buffalo and like hunt it. Like you had to expend a lot of energy to get that meat. You couldn't just drive through Wendy's and order a hamburger, right? You had to go hunting. And during the time that you're going hunting, you didn't have a refrigerator that you were carrying around on your back. You had to travel and run and walk for miles and miles. And when you finally, you know, caught that deer or whatever, then you had to drag it back and share it with the village. So there was intermittent fasting because there wasn't an abundance of food like we have right now. That's how our body is meant to repair. So during these times of fasting where you're not doing anything but just drinking water, that's the time that the body says, okay, well, we don't have to focus on digestion. We could focus on the healing process. We could focus on the detoxification process. You know, we can recover, we can heal and get ready to go hunting again or get ready to start farming or you know, we had to work just to eat. This is, you know, we've created a situation where you don't need to work anymore to eat. We don't even have to drive anywhere to eat. We just pick up the phone and, you know, they deliver it and we lay up in the bed and watch Netflix and eat pizza, you know?
All right. So the next one says, Proud Day, what's going on out of Atlanta, Georgia? What's up, Prince? In regards to local honey, what are the benefits does it have besides with allergies? Local honey.
Yeah. So there's a lot of benefits of anything local. So, you know, the wonderful thing about eating or consuming anything that is grown or raised locally is that it's going to have less preservatives. The transport time, you know, is less. It's going to be fresher. So that is definitely something that is very beneficial. But allergies, that's a big thing because usually the honey has you know, we're talking about the immune system and how it works. It has the local allergens in it. So there's like small doses that you get of it and it helps the body prepare for it or get used to it. So you're not reacting to it. Now you want to be careful with honey. We think, oh, it's organic, it's local, it's healthy. It's still sugar and it's concentrated sugar. So we don't want to, you know, overdo it with the honey, especially if we have metabolic problems like diabetes, obesity, things of that nature. Be very, very careful with concentrated sweets.
Okay. Make sure I get that one off. But now, Doc, I didn't want to hold you too long. If people got more questions that you want to think, I know there's other people that are commenting saying, you know, some people going back and forth with each other. You are what you think. They're saying perfect quotes. You got things in here saying, you know, Dr. King, you know, all of this stuff like that. But the question I want to ask you, Doc, before you get out of here, because I know this is way longer than I expected.
That's how we do.
Exactly, right? That's true. That's true. You know, we got one question here.
Yeah, infrared saunas. So, we have an infrared sauna. I love infrared saunas. It really helps to detox.
Now for people that catch it on the podcast. So, she says, any thoughts on infrared saunas to help detox and fight off various viruses?
Yeah. So, I like infrared saunas. Any way where you're sweating stuff out in a healthy way, and you don't have the toxic heat or fluorescent lights or anything like that, you're able to really kind of get toxins out. The way that your body gets toxins out, it eliminates it. It eliminates it through your skin, right? Like sweating. It eliminates through your kidneys, urinating it out. It eliminates through the GI system, right? We defecate it out. And we eliminate toxins through our nose, right? Drainage, coughing stuff up. So any way that you can eliminate is healthy ways to eliminate. And that's one of them.
So for people that are catching in, this is Dr. King, medical doctor. And, he made a very good point today. He put the onus back on ourselves. A lot of times we look at the government, we look at our situation, we look at, hey, what I don't have, and say, well, look at what you do have and how you can change with what you do have, because nobody's going to come save us. And it is in the government's interest and corporate America's interest to vaccinate us, because if you come up with a vaccination and you can get billions of people that have to take the vaccination over and over, or your product or your pill, very profitable for a company, great investment, right? So, and I like how you put the onus back on yourself. And you said, hey, don't go out here just trying to, drink vitamin C and think you're good. Black seed oil, all that stuff is good, but you got to take care of the whole picture. Instead of just focusing on, investing is an aspect of finances. You can't invest if you don't have savings. You don't have a savings, you don't have money coming in. It takes some type of money coming in. So I like how you say, don't just worry about the investing side of the house. You have other underlying things that have to be taken care of. Get your weight down, start exercising, drink more fluids, become, look at what you do have. If you do have a job where you're on your feet all day, things like that, find ways that you can become a little bit more healthier or whatnot. Because it's very easy to point at what we don't have or who's disadvantaged of, No matter what we do in a capitalist society, somebody's going to be on the bottom.
Yeah.
And that's one of the big things I took away that you were saying. Am I missing anything?
One thing that I want to add is every single person is an investor. Everyone is an investor. Every single person listening to us right now is an investor. You're investing your time right now to listen to us. If someone pisses you off, you are investing your emotions and engaging with that, right? If you are eating junk food or alcohol or smoking, you're investing in that toxin. And so all I'm saying is change your investments, right? If you know a stock is tanking, well, don't invest in that stock. But that's what we're doing. What we want to do is we want to invest in something that is going to save us. We want to invest in something that's going to appreciate. We want to invest in something that's going to give us a return. There is no better investment, especially right now, than investing in your health. Everything that you have, invest in your health, time, emotion, money, whatever it is. That's what we have to do.
Okay, Dr. King, how can people follow you? Tell them about your book, Mastering Vitality. I never got a chance to get all the way into your book because my wife took it and she read it, and I think she put it upstairs somewhere. So she probably got it upstairs in her nightclan and whatnot, but I know she took it and she, you got great reviews from my wife. But she's more health conscious than
Do you want me to send you a second book, man, so you can have your own book?
I was looking at my bookshelf before we came on live. I was like, what is my book? And I thought about it. I know she read it. But the thing about it is, how can people get more of you that are like, I like Dr. King. I like his philosophy. And what do you offer? Like, how can people get more?
Yeah, thank you for asking that. You can Google me. I put out content. I haven't put recent content on YouTube, though. My Facebook, Naples Vitality. If you look up Naples Vitality on Facebook, you can follow some of my stuff there. Or just, I don't have a private Facebook, like my personal Facebook. I just post. I don't make anything private. So whether you're my friend or not, you can see all my stuff on Facebook. You can catch some of my webinars. We do webinars weekly. All you need to do is type in webinar, Naples Vitality. It'll pop up, sign up for one of our webinars. I'm very accessible. I'm going to start doing some Facebook Lives, just to be able to serve the community and get needed information out there. So you can go to our website, naplesvitality.com. So there's a lot of ways that you can get us.
Okay, great. Master of Vitality. All right, Dr. King, thank you for coming on. I thank everybody for coming in. I got to most of people's questions, some of the good questions. I know some people were talking back and forth to each other. Some people were making statements. And I think you can see the comments on your end too, right, Doc? Can you?
When you put them up, yes. Oh, well, yeah. I can't see the comments. I can't.
Oh, okay.
The questions that you
got. Got it. Okay. Yeah, because there's a good bit of them coming through. People are saying good things. Thanks for you coming on. Thanks for, things like that or whatnot. But I want to say thank you for coming on. For everybody, thank you guys for who caught this live and people that caught the playback. Hopefully you got something out of it. Hopefully you get a better understanding of what the COVID-19 is, how it spreads, and great tips on helping yourself. And, you called me out, Doc. Now I got to go eat a salad. But definitely thank you for coming on. Into the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe. Peace. Be safe. I'm out. And thank you.